Hello students, welcome to the audio module for class 11th. I am Sona Oke, computer science teacher from Atomic Energy Central School number 3 Tarapur. Let's move to the lesson now. This module is about expressions and different types of expressions and evaluating expressions. An expression is made up of combination of operators, literals, and variables. In other words, an expression is a combination of operands and operators. Operands like variables, literals, lists, and tuples are called as atoms. Hence, valid combination of atoms and operators make expressions. Expressions can be classified into arithmetic expressions, string expressions, relational expressions, logical expressions, and compound expressions. Arithmetic expressions. Expressions which are made of using atoms and arithmetic operators are called arithmetic expressions. See slide number 3 for example. C equal to A plus B. A equal to 2 into 3.14 into R into R. These are examples of arithmetic expressions. Relational expressions. An expression made of atoms and relational operators are called relational expression. X greater than y, x equal to y, x greater than y greater than z are some of the examples of arithmetic expressions. Logical expression. An expression having atoms and logical operators are called logical expressions. Like A or B, B and C, not C or B are some of the examples of logical expressions. String expressions. Two string operators we learned are plus and star. Using plus and star, we can create string expressions like hello plus again will give hello again as output. That is, plus symbol concatenates the string operands. Hello into 3 gives output as hello, hello, hello. Let's see how to evaluate expressions now. To evaluate an expression, Python follows the rules, and the rules are shown in slide number 7. First, it determines the precedence of operators. As per the order of each sub-expression are evaluated. If type conversion is required, then it performs implicit type conversion. In next step, applies the sub-expression values and then evaluates the main expression.
Evaluating relational expressions.
Implicit type conversion.
Relational expressions are also evaluated according to their precedence.
To promote a data type to 10, another
B
data
equal
type
to 20, C
if
equal
an expression
to 7.
Is made up of
A less than B
types,
greater than C,
for example,
will be treated as
in
A
an
less than B
and
if there is
B
and
greater than
data
C
types
internally.
Are there,
then
all
output
the
of this expression
will
is
be promoted
true, since
float.
A greater than B is
for
true
the evaluation
and
of
B
that
greater
expression.
Than C is also true. Print A greater than B is another relational expression which produces false as result. Print B greater than equal to C will produce true as result. Evaluating logical expression. If an expression contains both arithmetic and logical expressions, arithmetic operators will be executed first.
since they have the highest priority. AND operator and OR operator have the same priority, whereas NOT operator got the highest priority. A equal to 10, B equal to 5, C equal to A greater than 20 and B less than equal to 5. It gives false as output. C equal to A greater than 20 or B less than equal to 5 produces true as output. In OR evaluation, the second argument is evaluated only if the first one is false. In an AND evaluation, the second argument is evaluated only if the first one is true. With this, we have reached the end of the session. In the session, we learned about expression. We also saw how the different type of expressions are evaluated in Python. Hope you all understood well. We will continue learning with coming modules. Keep learning.